Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Peyim Maseches Bava Kama's 1,471st daf in Shas. I'm Zocha to finally return and learn with you again. It's been a long while that we've been able to learn the Daf Yomi together. I was in the States, busy before Tisha B'Av giving Shiurim, and on Tisha B'Av crying with the Talmidim. So finally returned to Eretz Yisrael. Caught up a little bit on sleep, and now Baruch Hashem back to our regular routine together. The Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis had told us about the prohibition of raising a behema daka, that is sheep and goats and so on in Eretz Yisrael, because of the fact that they go and they pasture in other people's lands. A behema gasa, like cattle, is a different story. Our daf is going to be discussing those halachos of behema daka, and we're going to have many examples and many discussions as far as raising it, both in terms of stories of individuals who violated the isur, as well as slightly different positions than the position of the chachamim that we had in the Mishnah and the Brisa on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. And then the Gemara will go on to discuss raising other animals. For example, the Mishnah had told us that one is not allowed to raise dogs, so we'll have a discussion about dogs. We'll also discuss what happens if the Baal HaBayis is a Baal Tshuva, and he has these types of animals in his possession. Finally, on Pei Amud Beis, we'll discuss a case of cats, violent cats, and the similar halachos that Rav had said in regards to cats that were violent as well, and the fact that one is allowed to kill a violent cat, like other instances where we had violent animals. Finally, our daf is going to discuss Eretz Yisrael in general. Since we had Ein Megadlin b'Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to raise these in Eretz Yisrael, we will end up talking about Artzeinu HaKdosha, the halacha that says that one is allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, that Amira L'Nachri, that we don't have a Gzeira due to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's how our daf will end. So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up on the top. Two lines on the top and pay him it off. Shaldu Talmidav es Rabbi Gamliel. Talmidim es Rabbi Gamliel mal legadil. What's the halacha in regards to raising behema daka? Very surprising, his response. Amalan mutter. Rabbi Gamliel says mutter. Vatnan. They asked him, wait a second, that's against the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Ein Megadlin. Elahach kaboy minei. So Gemara says, no. You misunderstood what was the discussion between Rabbi Gamliel and his Talmidim. Maulishos. The question was, are you allowed to hold on to a behema daka? It would seem that megadlin means to raise like any other animal. Lishos, as we're going to see in a moment, is to have in your possession in a limited manner. Amar lehen mutter. And Rabbi Gamliel said, that will be mutter. Ubilvach lo teitze v'tira be'eder. But you're not allowed to let it pasture like every other animal that's megadlin. Elakoshra bikari amita. You're only allowed to tie it to the doorpost of your bed, reminiscent, of course, to the carbon pesach that was torn, tied to the post, not the doorpost, the bedpost. Here, Rashi points out that we have a fundamental machlokis between Rebbe Gamliel and the Brisa that was mentioned on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis going to Pei Amud Aleph. At the end of yesterday's daf, the Chacham were of the opinion that one is allowed to hold on to a behema daka for 30 days prior to Yom Tov for Karbanos. From the presentation of Rebbe Gamliel, Rashi seems to argue that it would seem that would be mutter even for a longer than a 30-day period, as long as it would be tied to a bedpost. The Shita Mekubetzes analyzes what is the crux of that machlokes. The Gemara continues seven lines on top. Tan Rabbanan Maisa B'chaser Echad Sheye Goneach Milibo. To be goneach means to groan. Here he was groaning due to heart pain. Now we have a few Gemaras in Ksubas Daf Samach, we have this, and in other places where we see that someone who has some type of malady, the common treatment for this malady was nursing directly from the hot milk of a goat. And that's what happened here as well. V'sholu l'rofim v'omru lo, ein lo takana chiyina cholav roseach mishachris l'shachris, that he himself nurses directly from a goat from one morning to the next. V'hevi lo eiz, and he needed to have a goat, so it was brought in, v'koshlo b'kare amita, and it was tied to the bedpost. V'yonik menu mishachris l'shachris, v'yomim, a few days later, nichnasu chaverav. So the friend of this chassid went in levakro. He was sick. He had this heart malady. Kivin shiro oso ha'ez kshur b'kare hamita. Since they saw that there was this goat tied to the bedpost, chazra achareim, they left him. They were upset. Va'amru listim mizuim mibeso shalzeh. There are armed robbers that he's couching in his house. In other words, he has a goat that goes into other people's fields. Remember, that's the reason why it's prohibited to raise it in Eretz Yisrael. V'anu nichnasin etzlo, and we're going in to visit him. In other words, it's as if they were sanctioning it, or at least they were uncomfortable with the phenomenon. Yashvu badku, they sat and they analyzed this chassid. V'lo matzu bai el oisa avoin shalosa eiz. The only sin that he had was raising this goat in Eretz Yisrael. V'afu b'shas misasa, and this chassid, when he passed away, Amar yodani shem bi'avon el avon osa eiz, shevarti el divrei chaveirai. I violated the words of my chaveirim that had prohibited having a goat in Eretz Yisrael, and that is the sin that is in my hand. Gemara continues, Amar Bishmol mi Bale Abatim, Shebigalil Ha'elyon, Haya Beis Abba. Amongst those who are people who are Chashuv, it's interesting, the Mesifta translate Bale Abatim as Anoshim Chashuvim, that were in the Galil Ha'elyon. The Galil Ha'elyon is near the area that we call the Golan, up north in Eretz Yisrael. Haya Beis Abba. Here you could translate it two ways. Either the house of my father, my ancestors, and my cousins lived there, or a house that was known as Beis Abba. Umipnei Macharvu, even though they were Anashim Chashuvim, however, they were destroyed. Dayumarin Bechorshin, they did a few averos. Number one is that they used to allow their Behema Dakos to go and pasture in the public areas of the forest. We'll get back to that in a moment. The Dunin Dine Mamanos Biyachid, and they would allow for a dayan, a single dayan, to judge Dine Mamanos. Let's deal with the second first, and we'll go back to the first example. As far as Dine Mamanos Biyachid, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Heyam et Alf does say that if you have a Yachid Mumcha, so then he can be Dan Dine Mamanos Biyachidi. However, the Meiri explains that is not lichatchila. Lichatchila, as the Mishnah in Avos describes, one should run away from being a Dayan Yachid, and because they did it constantly, and they didn't prefer Gimel, so then that was inappropriate. V'afo b'shoilem chorshim samach lebeiteyem, even though the forests, in the second case, were close to their houses, and therefore the forest is a public area. So what was the problem? The animals went from their houses to the forest. However, nevertheless, we're critical of that because sadek tana hoisa umavirin derech aliyah. There used to be small fields that the animal passed through, so even though really the animals didn't spend a lot of time in other people's fields, but since it was in a sadek tana that belonged to somebody else, that already was an aver of gezel, and for that they weren't zocha to stick in the Galil Ha'elyon. Rabosai, for those of us who are zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, this is a chizuk to remind ourselves that one of the things that give us the schus to be here is the midah emes, the midah of honesty, and if chas v'chalil we don't embody that, we see what happened to the Galil Ha'elyon. Tana Rabbanan roa shasa tshuva. You have a shepherd that really is not supposed to be raising animals in Eretz Yisrael, but he's a shepherd. and he's now a Baal Tshuva. So what is he going to do? His whole profession is an illegal profession, is halachically inappropriate. Ein mechayven oslim karmiyad. He doesn't have to sell his profession immediately. Ela meicher al yad al yad. Slowly to sell off his animals and to start a new profession. V'chein ger. And similarly says the Gemara a ger. We're about 10 lines before the wide on pei amud aleph. First word on the line is mocher. V'chein ger, excuse me, al yad is al. V'chein ger shenafulo klovim. A ger who inherited dogs. V'chazerim and pigs. Birusha. So emechayim noslim kormiyad doesn't have to sell immediately. El mocher al yad al yad. The goal should be to get rid of them. V'chein mishenodar likach bayis likach isha beretz Yisrael. And someone who promised, made a neder, that he's going to buy a house and marry in Eretz Yisrael. Emechayim noslim likach miyad. He doesn't have to do that immediately. Ad shiim sesa again is slow. He has to look for it and eventually get there. Umaisa b'isha achas. There was a woman. Shahaya b'na meitzala. She had a son who was paining her. It was her alone in her house with a son who was bothering her. The kofts of Anishma says she desired tremendously to get married so that she'll have another man who will be taking care of her, not the son who wasn't doing a good job. And she jumped and she swore, Vinishba, call me Shiyavo, Eini Machzirasso. Anybody who comes and wants to marry me, I'm not going to turn him away, I'm immediately going to marry him. And then there were people who came who were not appropriate to marry, not good people. Now the shayla was, does she have to marry them because of her neder? Amrulo the Chachamim said, Lo, Niskavnu Zu El Lahagunla. What she meant was someone who is appropriate, that she's making a shvua to marry. And now we add, just like we say you can't raise goats and sheep, the same applies to a wild animal as well. Foxes, Rashi says, or deer, those are chayadaka. First wide line on Pemdal. Megadlin klovim, koifrim, v'chatulin. One is allowed to raise, Rabbi Shmuel says. Klovim koifrim, those are small dogs. V'chatulim cats, v'kofin, monkeys, v'chuldos, snayim, and weasels. Why? V'pnei shasuyin l'nakar es habayis, because they clear out the home from the mice. My chuldos snayim, what exactly are these chuldos snayim? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Sharza Charza. It's also known as Sharza Charza. V'ikadami, and others say Charza. Others call these weasel a Charza. Dikti Shake. The Gemara now explains why they're called Charza. Diktini Shakeha. That its shok, its hip, its loins are small, and therefore you could see the Charitz, the grooves in between the bones of the leg. Vireya bene vardini. And it's also called chulda snaim because the pasture amongst the trees in and the bushes. Umay shirtza. And why is it called shirtza? Dimitate shakea. Because its legs were short like a sheretz. Period. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Asinu atzmenu bebavol ke'eretz Yisrael lebehema daka. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav says that we made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael for the halachos of behema daka. In other words, just like it's prohibited to raise behema daka in Eretz Yisrael, so too in Bavel. Rashi explains that this is due to the fact from the time of Golos Yechanya, there were already many Talmidim that came to Bavel, and since there are many Yisraelim there, so then the Behema Daka will come to steal from Yisraelim, hence the Yisr. The Gemara then questions that there were some Amoraim that didn't seem to practice this Yisr. Amalei Rav Ada bar Rav Ravuna, Ditcha Mai, why is it that you are raising a Behema Daka? Amalei Didon Kamintra Lahu. We are watching that it doesn't pasture in other people's fields, due to Chova. Who's Chova? Rashi learns that that's the name of his wife. Amar Le, he wasn't impressed. Rav Adbar Rava wasn't impressed. Chova tikburinu libna. He cursed her that she should bury her children. And awfully, this came true. Kula shnei de Rav Adbar Rava. All the years Rav Adbar Rava was alive. Lo ikayim zara l'ravuna. Rav Huna's children did not stay alive. Michova. From those that were born to his wife, Chova. Igadami, others presented it differently. Amaravuna Amarava Sinwatsmenu Bibaval Karitzol Behema Daka Michi Asa Rav Lebavel. That when Rav came to Bavel, then there was a prohibition of Behema Daka. Rashi gives two explanations. This is similar to two explanations that Rashi gives on Dav Vav in Gittin, where the Gemara in Gittin describes that in Bavel they assumed that the halachos of Lishma and b'fanei nechtam, more precisely, the rule is that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam in Eretz Yisrael, but you do have to say in Chutz Laaretz, that they assume that the halacha applies in Bavel as well. Asinu Atzmenu, the same expression. Asinu Atzmenu, but Bavel Keretz Yisrael also appears in Gittin. And Rashi gives two explanations. Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. The Gemara also there says when Rav came to Bavel, either because Rav brought in a new yeshiva and there were even more Jews that were living there, or he was the one who taught this halacha that now since Yechaniah's time, so there is a status of Eretz Yisrael in Bava. Mark continues, Rav Shmuel Verasi Iklu Lebei Savua Haben. Excuse me, I read Lebei Savua, it should be Lebei Shavua. They went to a house that had a son of 7 days, in other words, a bris. Va'amrila, and others said, Lebei Yeshua Haben. The house of a Yeshua from a Ben, and that is a Pidyon Haben. Rav lo ayil kamei de Shmuel. Rav did not want to go into the house before, in front of Shmuel. Shmuel lo ayil kamei de Ravasi. And Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Ravasi. Each one was being mechabed the next. Ravasi lo ayil kamei de Rav. Ravasi didn't want to go in front of Rav because he was a Talmud of Rav. Amri, and he said, Man nitrach. Who will come in last? Nitrach means to go come in last, as Rashi explains on the second line. Nitrach Shmuel, if Shmuel is going to come in last, the Gemara will explain shortly why Shmuel should come in first or last. Venesi Rav Ravasi, and then Rav and Ravasi should come in together. Despite the fact that Ravasi is a Talmud, as long as he doesn't go in before Rav, then that would be okay. Asks the Gemara, V'nitrach Rav or Ravasi? Why would Shmuel be last? Let Rav or Ravasi be the ones after Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Milsa ba'almahu da'avid le'le Shmuel. This was a general thing that Rav wanted to do for Shmuel. Rashi says very sharply on the last wide line, Shmuel katan shebekulan hayu. Shmuel was the smallest of greatness of the three of them. V'zeh she'ein Rav nichnas l'fan of tivusim yikrahu dekavid le. He wanted to show dearness and honor for Shmuel. Mishamaisa delati l'Shmuel b'shmona shratzim. Because the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph describes that there was a time that Rav had been very sharp with Shmuel. That story is when Rav arrived from on a ship from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Shmuel had him in his house, and in the process of trying to heal Rav, Shmuel did not show him the bathroom. It seems from that Gemara that he was doing it for Rav's own good, but Rav had gotten upset with him, and he had spoken sharply about. So therefore, Rav was trying to do tshuva as far as that instance. Mishum dahu maisa delatia. So because of that instance, adabre Rav Allah, and Rav had spoken harshly to him, he had decided that he should be mechabed Shmuel. Now even though Rashi says Shmuel is katan, I would just like to add that At the end of the day, machlokis Rav Shmuel, we paskin like Rav only when it comes to Isurim. And when it comes to Mamonos, we paskin like Shmuel. So Shmuel is no slouch. But nevertheless, it seems that in that generation of the two, Shmuel was considered, Rashi says, katan shebekulan. Adahachi lahachi asa shunra katle liyade dianuka. Now this story becomes halacha lemaisa in regards to our sugya because of what happened in the interim. As they were discussing about who's going to go in first, something dramatic happened. A cat bit off the hand of a child. Nafik Rav Vidarish. So Rav went out and he began to darshan as far as what the halacha should be. Number one, chatul mutalahargo. It's permissible to kill a cat because the cat can damage, as the above story. Vasa lekaimo, it's prohibited to own a cat. Ve'imbo mishum gezel, and there is no iser of gezel of holding onto a cat in terms of it eating from other lands, like there is when it comes to sheep or goats. Ve'imbo mishum hashev aveda lebailim, and there's no mitzvah to return it to the owners because of the fact that it damages. V'kivin da amrit, my mutar lahargo, asks the Gemara, but once you say that it's permissible to kill it, my niu su asa lekaimo, why do you have to say that it's prohibited to own it? You're supposed to kill it. Says the Gemara, ma'u, the same mutar lahargo isur aleka, I might thought that's just mutar, but there is no isur to have it by you. Kamash malon, it's coming to tell you that you have to kill it and you're not allowed to hold onto it. Amri v'kivin da amrit, Aimbo Mishum Gezel. Once we say that holding on to the cat, you're not over the Isur Gezel. My Niu Su Aimbo Mishum Hashev Avedel Abailim. If the halacha is that you find the cat, you're allowed to hold on to it, you're not stealing the cat, so then why do we need to say that you don't have to return it? Obviously, Ravina La'oro. Ravina answered, we're talking about now the skins of the animal. That if the cat is found dead, you also don't have to return it. I might think that the halacha is you don't have to return it when it's alive, but the oro, you would have to return it, kamash malan, that there isn't any chiyuv. The Gemara now asks, though, that we had just learned earlier on the bottom of Pei Amid Aleph, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to raise cats because they get rid of the mice. May see Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer. Megadlin klovim koyfrim v'chatulim v'kufim v'chuldos snoim mipnei shasuyin nakaris abayis. Amongst the list of animals was a cat, so you're allowed to get rid of it, you're allowed to have it, and yet we had learned that you're supposed to get rid of cats, as we had learned above, and witnessed in the case of the shunra that had bit off a hand of a child. Like Kasha says, Gemara Hobi Ukma, it depends on what color cat it is. A cat that is dark is good for rat chasing and is not dangerous. But if it's light, so then it is dangerous. So Gemara is Mechalik between what in those days they thought is a difference between a black cat and a white cat. Says the Gemara, "Va'maisa de Rav uchmaave." But actually, the case of where the animal bit off the kid's arm was a case in which it was a dark cat. Says the Gemara, "Hasam uchba bar chivrahave." It was a dark cat that was the child of a white cat, so the offspring as well is going to be problematic. Says the Gemara, but that's still difficult. Va'bi boy boy le Ravina. We had this Shaila posed to Ravina. The boy Ravina Uchma Bar Chivara. It was asked if it is a dark cat that's the son of a white cat, what would halacha be? Ravina had posed that as a Shaila. So we see that it wasn't clear, and you're saying it's clear that it does damage. Says the Gemara, Kikami boy le Ravina, when did Ravina have that Shaila? He was talking about Uchma Bar Chivara Bar Uchma, that it was dark, that was the child of a white, which was a child of a dark. So then, in such a case, Ravina had a Shaila. However, Maisa derav mu'uchma barchuvra barchivra havet. It was dark that had been the child of a white, which had been the child of a white. The Gemara continues with Amar Rabbi Acha bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Abba bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Ada bar Papa Varmila Amar Rabbi Abba bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Chia bar Papa Mishum Rav Acha bar Papa Varmila Amar Rav Abba bar Papa Mishum Rav Achoy bar Papa Mishum Rav Chanina bar Papa. A lot of questions about who taught the above halachos. They're actually not so clear why the Gemara is teaching them right now. In fact, I looked around for quite a while, and I didn't see a real good explanation of why the Gemara mentions them now. But either way, it could very well be that this halachos relate to the last halacha, relates to Eretz Yisrael, and we had discussed the halachos of raising Behemah Dak in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, Masriyin al Hachichuch b'Shabbos. The halacha is that one cries out. Tosus points out that it can't be literally to blow a shofar when we're talking about on Shabbos itself, but it means to cry out. The parsha, or the passage more precisely, of Aneinu in Shemona Esrei on Chichuch. Chichuch means that there was boils that caused people to scratch against walls. That's Chichuch, that you're allowed to cry out on Shabbos, even though generally we don't do that. V'deles hanin eles lo b'mera tipatach, as well as if a door is closed on a person, in other words, you begin not to have Hatzlach on a particular matter, then you have to daven more strongly. V'alokach bayis b'Eretz Yisrael, and if you have the opportunity to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael, koislev of Oina, you're allowed to write a shtar filu b'Shabbos. The Gemara shortly will say that you can't literally write it, but normally instructing a Gentile to write as well would be prohibited. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. The Maritzchias explains that all three of these things are items in which you're allowed to call out and do something on Shabbos, because now is the opportunity and you don't push it off. So all of these things are items where you want to seize the moment and not allow time to pass. Mesive, I'll ask you the following kasha. You're saying that you're allowed to cry out with Aneinu in a case of Shchin. So, but didn't we learn in Tainus and Daf Yudal, Ushar Pranias, I'm structured to Bosal Tzibur, Kogon Chichuch, Chagav, Chichuch is the Shchin, Chagav, Ozvuv, Otsira, Via, Tush, these are all other pestilence that will bother a person. Shiluach nechashim akrabin, and if snakes have come, lo ayim esriin, they would not cry out on Shabbos in terms of aneinu elatzaakim. They would cry out only in tefillah biyachid, but not in the tefillah bitzibur. Tosas learns that if on Shabbos they would cry out on aneinu, so then during the week for such a thing, they would do more than simply tzoakim, then the week they would cry out with the shofar. They would use the shofar. Says Gemara, lo kasha kam b'lach kam b'yavesh. It depends on one type of boil. If it's a boil that's yavesh, so then in such a case it's worse. And then we learned that they would be masriyin, and that would mean aneinu on Shabbos and blow on the shofar during the week. Damar b'shul ben Levi shchin she'akosh baruch al mitzriim lach mi b'chutz v'yavesh mi b'fnim. The shchin that came to mitzriim, which was terrible, that was moist on the inside, dry on the outside, and that's very torturous. Shnemar v'yi shchin avubos poreach ba'adam u'behema. And that's what the pasuk is driving at when it describes the shchin of the mitzriim. Avubos, Rashi explains, was moist on the outside, and thereby dry on the inside. Getting to the second case, v'delas hanenelas lo meriti potach, that if he feels the door slowly closing on him, in other words, an opportunity for someone that's closing on him, it won't open quickly, so he should take advantage. Mayi marzutra amar smicha. Marzutra says that we're talking about is if one of the chachamim had decided to give him smicha, should be mevakesh rachamim to be able to get a full smicha, and if the individual is now deciding, noted, leaning towards not giving the fellow smicha, so then you should cry out in tefillah. Getting smicha and having hatzlacha in Torah is not a simple thing. Rav Ashi Amar kol meirin lo lo b'mehira mativin lo. Rav Ashi's take on it is that he sees that something bad is happening from Shamayim, And sometimes if there's something, a calamity begins, so then he needs to daven, because for thing the tide to turn is not simple. Rav Achamar b'difti amar, lo'olam emet even lo. It will never get better. The Gemara explains, v'lohi, that is not correct. Rav Achamar b'difti milsa d'nafshehu damar. Things can get better, but Rav Achamar b'difti is referring to a particular event where he was not appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva, and Mar Baravashi was appointed in his place, but it's not a rule of thumb that it will never happen. The third case is Valokeach Bayis Beretz Yisrael Koslan Alavona. You're allowed to write a shtar afilu b'Shabbos, according to Maritz Chias. Again, it's the same thing, that if you have the opportunity, don't let that opportunity pass you by. Says the Gemara, b'Shabbos al kadaitach. Does it mean you're allowed to write on Shabbos? El kadama rava hasam omer l'nachri va'oise. You're allowed to instruct the Gentile. Hachanami omer l'nachri va'oise. V'afagav damir l'nachri shvosi. Even though it's prohibited to instruct the Gentile to do malacha on Shabbos, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gazru b'rabbanan. Due to the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Chazal did not make that gzeira. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Halakech Yir Beretz Yisrael, Koifun Ha'Salikach Lo Derech Me'arba Ruchuseha. If a person is buying a city, wow, he's a mover and shaker over here. You force him to buy all four sides to the city, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in order that it should be easy for people to get to that city. In other words, normally we don't, if you're buying a city, we don't tell you where the entrances should be or they shouldn't be. However, due to the fact that there's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the responsibility of those who make the cities is that it should be as accessible as possible to all Jews. On the topic of Amir Lenachri, Tosas has an interesting diuk in Dibar Maskel Omer Lenachri. Tosas points out that it's, from our sugi, it seems that it's permissible to instruct a guy, particularly in regards to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But it would seem that in regards to other mitzvahs, it would not be acceptable. In other words, it's a heter that's unique, particularly Letzarech Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Tosas points out that the Gemara in Erevin seems to substantiate that view, that in a case of instructing a Gentile to heat up water for a Mila, the Gemara suggests that it's only permissible if the mother is sick. Tosas then recounts that the Bahag had a different way of reading the Sugya in Erevin, and Tosas alludes to the idea that according to the Bahag, one would be allowed at certain times to have Amir Lenachri done b'makom mitzvah. This is the position as well of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and we've discussed this in our Shurim Bi'iyun in Maseches Gittin, where we have the parallel sugya on Gittin, Daf Ches Amud Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Pei in Maseches Bavli Kama. Before we wrap up, before Shabbos Kodesh, let us go with a basic review, and that we saw on the top of Pei Amud Aleph, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to be Megadol Behemadaka as per the Mishnah and Brice on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. However, Rebbe Gamliel says that if you tie it up in contrast to the position of the Rabbanan, it would be permissible. We saw that there was a Chassid who, in his case of Refuah, fasting, was a case in which he was sick, had tied up a animal and had violated the rule of Ein Megadlin Behemadaka, and that was one Avera that he conceded that he had violated in his lifetime. The Gemara then points out that there is a terrible onish for raising animals, even if they generally don't pasture in other people's fields. They pasture in the forest. If along the way they pasture in someone else's field, that was a case of what had happened up north, and Reb Yishmael recounted that they were punished and they weren't able to be Zocha to stay in the beautiful area of up north in Eretz Yisrael because their animal had pastured. If someone is doing tshuva, the Gemara says, or it's a ger, you're allowed to slowly get rid of those animals, as well as klovim and chazirim. The Gemara points out that if it's to get rid of rats or mice, there are small dogs and weasels and cats that could be raised. The Gemara on Amud Beis points out that it was prohibited to raise cats. The Gemara differentiates between black cats and white cats. Black cats are, the Gemara has a tradition, whether that applies today is a separate discussion. The Gemara has a tradition that white cats were dangerous, and black cats were not as dangerous, and were used to remove rats and so forth, and that would be permissible. Rav says that we made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael because there were so many Jews who had come to Bavel, just like the halacha b'fanenechtam that we have in Gittin. Finally, the Gemara concludes with three halachos that you're allowed to institute special tefillah of Aneinu. According to Tosfos, that's how Tosfos defines Masri and Alechichuch b'Shabbos, that one is allowed to say Aneinu on Shabbos due to Shchin, as well as to be Mevakesh Rachmim if there is an opportunity that seems to be disappearing. And finally, that you're allowed to have Amir Lenachri for a house in Eretz Yisrael, a machlekes rishonim of whether Amir Lenachri is mutar b'mekol mitzvah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei in Maseches Bava Kamma.